for more help. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Ukrainian President Zelensky meeting with U.S. senators through a video call today and asking for more lethal aid. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham posted a Twitter video afterwards saying Zelensky also wants the delivery of MiG fighters from NATO nations that the U.S. has not signed off on.
Apparently, the United States is part of the problem, not the solution, with planes and drones. President Zelensky indicated that Ukraine would be a more effective fighting force. So let's get them the planes and drones they need.
Sources tell Fox News that Zelensky was very pointed about the U.S. not implementing sanctions months ago. President Zelensky also calling for an embargo on Russian oil, something that's being echoed by a growing number of U.S. lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine.
The U.S. should shut down imports of Russian energy. We should do that. We can do it unilaterally, and we ought to do it right away.
President Biden fears rising gas prices if Russian imports are cut off. Ukrainian officials in Russia are trading blame for the collapse of a limited ceasefire in southeastern Ukraine to evacuate civilians. Meanwhile, WNBA All-Star Brittany Griner is said to be facing 5 to 10 years in a Russian prison after she was arrested last month on drug smuggling charges.
Russian news sources saying Griner was found with vape cartridges in her carry-on luggage at a Moscow airport after arriving on a flight from New York. Russia's Interfax news agency citing customs officials who said a drug-sniffing dog led to the discovery of cannabis oil cartridges. The 31-year-old Griner plays for the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury but has not posted on her Instagram account since February 5th.
Fox's Paul Stevens. Griner played for a Russian team in the offseason. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Federal officials are warning some American companies they could become victims of Russian cyber attacks. Fox's Jeff Paul reports.
Federal cybersecurity officials and the FBI are reportedly working with an unnamed American pharmaceutical company. They say Russian intelligence operatives are targeting the company's top executives through ongoing malicious phishing attacks. U.S. banks are also bracing for cyber attacks from Russia. For months, the Biden administration has worked with bank executives to prepare for retaliation stemming from recent sanctions being imposed on Russia. For many major companies, though, this is nothing new. They spend billions of dollars a year to protect against cyber criminals.
Federal officials reported an 800% increase in suspected Russian-sourced cyber attacks in the 2 days after the initial invasion of Ukraine. Facebook and Twitter were banned Friday in Russia, as Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports from Lviv, Ukraine.
U.S. officials tell me that one of the reasons Vladimir Putin has cut off social media is because of what these conscripts were posting. You can imagine it was not good. Their morale is terrible. And also, they did not want conscripts linking up with anti-war protesters. They want to sever those links.
Russian authorities also censoring news regarding the country's attack on Ukraine, which state media outlets refer to as a special military operation rather than a war or invasion. Utah Governor Spencer Cox says he'll veto legislation that would effectively ban transgender student athletes from girls' sports if it's sent to him. Under the legislation the Senate passed late Friday night, transgender girls in Utah won't be able to play sports on teams that correspond with their gender identity. Last-minute amendments introduced in the final day of Utah's legislative session now return to the House for consideration. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.